This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Briefing. We're on January 13th, 2021. Here are the seven stories we're following today, some of them more impactful than others. First, vaccines in the United States are now in 10 million people about. This is great progress from what was a really slow start, December 14th to December 30th, now moving it closer to 500,000 to 700,000 a day and making progress. The hope is we get to 20 million a month, then 30 million a month, and really start to make progress. That's the first story we're following today. Second story, Doc Martens going public, looking to go public. Doc Martens sales are up 50% in this past year. Certainly a brand that has rejuvenated itself over the last decade or so. It's owned by a private equity fund. That's the second story. Third story, fascinating numbers. Airbus trounces Boeing. Many of us cheer for Boeing. It's an American company and so forth. Airbus delivered 566 planes in 2020. Boeing delivered 157 planes. So Airbus won that war in 2020. Carnival Cruises, our fourth story, lost $2.2 billion in the fourth quarter. Its ships are still docked. It's hoping to really get back in the business late this year and that there will be pent-up demand. It sounds points of optimism, but a tough year so far. The fifth story we're following, Ford lays off 5,000 employees. These are 5,000 employees as it closes its Brazilian manufacturing plants. Ford is on a massive worldwide restructuring effort to reduce costs. This means less manufacturing plants. It will continue to, of course, sell cars in Brazil. The next two stories we're following today, oil prices back up above $50 a barrel, the crude futures above $50 a barrel. This is a big difference from back in February and March, where crude futures were literally below zero as there wasn't enough need for oil. It is a sign that both the world is opening back up, as well as that, you know, Saudi Arabia has cut some of its oil supply to try and remove some of the oil glut. So those are what's going on with the oil market, and it is a good sign for the world as a whole. The next and last story we're following today is commercial real estate rents. Retail rents moving in the wrong direction, down 1% to 3% projected for 2021, plus vacancies up. We would think they'd be up a ton more. They're up a couple percent from previous years, up to about 5% to 6% versus typically 3% to 5%. So up a couple percent, probably not as bad as many of us think they will ultimately be. Those are seven of the eight stories that we're following today at the Becker Business Update. Thank you for listening in and have a great day.